From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Obama says that the United States and Kenya are united in the fight against terrorism. As VOA's Aru Pandey reports from Nairobi, 3 months after the Islamist group Al-Shabaab killed 147 students at a Kenyan university, Mr. Obama pledged greater security cooperation with his Kenyan counterpart Saturday.
Mr. Obama praised the Kenyan people's resolve in the wake of deadly Al-Shabaab attacks on Garissa and Nairobi's Westgate Mall. He also announced the signing of an action plan aimed at strengthening Kenya's police, judiciary, and border security in the fight against the Islamist extremist group. While the leaders pledged solidarity in fighting terrorism and corruption, they diverged sharply on the issue of gay rights. President Kenyatta said Kenya and the United States share many values, but the view on homosexuality is not one of them. Aru Pandey, VOA News, Nairobi.
Authorities in Cameroon say a suicide bombing in the northern town of Maroua killed at least 10 people Saturday. It came 3 days after twin bombings in the same town killed at least 20 others. State television said a female bomber detonated explosives at a popular night spot, triggering alarms across the city as rescue and military personnel launched a hunt for survivors. Reuters news agency, quoting a senior military officer, said that more than 60 people have been wounded. On Wednesday, two suicide bombings targeted a large market and a residential area in the town. No one has claimed responsibility for either set of bombings. However, authorities say the blasts appear to be the work of the Nigerian militant group Boko Haram. This is VOA News.